Hi, I'm Shane McVan.
And I'm Alex Gordon. And welcome to
Alex and Shane's Fantasy Fillers.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our fantasy podcast for the Muse at Dreyfus. Check us out online. We'll be posting every week to help your fantasy teams. All right, Shane, let's get started. Sleepers of the week for your fantasy teams. Who's your number one sleeper?
Sleeper of the week for me is Chris Johnson. All right. He's going to be going against the 49ers this week. He's at home. And they're going to look to have a running back emerge to fill David Johnson's role, because they can't be an elite team without a good run game. My other sleeper of the week is Chris Thompson.
Okay.
They're playing on Monday night, primetime football against Kansas City. If they have a chance to beat Kansas City, they're going to need to get their short passing game going and their running game. And Chris Thompson had almost 200 scrimmage yards this week, so expect him to have a big night.
Do you think that Kirk Cousins can replicate that success last night?
He has to if they want to have a chance against Kansas City.
All right. My first sleeper for this week, DeSean Jackson, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's going against a weak Giants secondary, and with Mike Evans getting most of the looks, look for DeSean Jackson to have a big game and a lot of great options from Jameis Winston.
They only had 7 points this week against Minnesota. Do you think they can pick up their offense?
Well, keep in mind, DeSean Jackson, 84 yards, one touchdown last week. He's going to have a big explosive game, and as you've seen in the past, he has that opportunity. And then my second sleeper this week, you're not going to believe it, the Saints defense. They're going against the Miami team that was nearly shut out by the Jets. The Jets. Look for the Saints to have a big game. They had 3 interceptions off of Cam Newton last week. Look for the Saints. They're going to be a dominant performance. And on top of that, it's important to understand that if your primary defense, your normal starting defense, is a team like Carolina facing the Patriots, you aren't going to want to start them. You're going to want a team facing a bad offense, and that's why you're looking towards the Saints.
Probably available in most of leagues, too.
But 0.7% of leagues the Saints owned, and last week only 0.4% started them. The Saints are available in your league. I'd pick them up off the waiver wire.
That 0.4%, we're all Saints fans, by the way. For my bust of the week, I got Mike Evans.
Right.
He's going to be locked up against Janoris Jenkins this week. Like you said, DeSean Jackson might be able to beat the second corner, but Mike Evans, Janoris Jenkins has shut down top receivers such as Dez Bryant and Alshon Jeffery.
See, Mike Evans had a great week one, or week two for him, but the last week wasn't too good. What happened?
Well, I feel like the matchup gave him a headache, and this week I feel like he's going to have another repeat of that.
All right.
My other bust of the week is Michael Crabtree. I know he has 3 touchdowns on the year. Raiders offense...
That was all in one game, remember?
Yeah, the Raiders offense did not look good last week against Washington. And now they're going to be traveling to Denver, and I don't like that.
All right. My first bust of the week is also wide receiver, T.Y. Hilton. He had a great game last week, but he isn't going to replicate that success going against Seattle's Legion of Boom. T.Y. Hilton isn't going to be able to get many opportunities. Marcus Mariota for Tennessee was able to score on that Seattle defense, but Jacoby Brissett, even though he had a great game last week, isn't going to be able to get the ball to T.Y.
Also, he did it against the Browns, which don't count.
That's fair. And then my second bust this week is also a shocker, Rob Gronkowski. Now, yes, he'll probably get his 100 yards or so, but don't look for Rob Gronkowski to find his way into the end zone. Carolina hasn't allowed a touchdown to a tight end in 3 games this season, and they just don't let it happen. Tom Brady's going to look to his other options, Brandon Cooks, James White, and he's also going to look to the run game. Look towards Gillisley having a big game, but Rob Gronkowski, I'll be surprised if he finds a touchdown this week.
Kuechly and Thomas Davis are very good coverage linebackers, probably why they've been so successful.
Definitely. All right, let's talk the actual games. Shane, who's your lock of the week? Who's going to have a dominant game? Who's going to win?
Well, I agree with you that Brissett's not going to be able to get the ball to any of his receivers. So I got Seattle at home. Lost 1 game in the past 2 years at home. They're as far as a lock as he can be.
Yeah, that 12th man has a big impact. And do you think Jacoby Brissett can even score a touchdown on him?
He might get a touchdown towards the end of the game, but expect a great performance from the defense.
I agree. And then my lock of the week, no surprise, the New England Patriots over the Carolina Panthers. The Patriots are at home. Cam Newton had 3 interceptions last week. The Patriots, Tom Brady, has 8 touchdowns in the past 2 games. He's keeping it up. He's not 40. He's good as new. And that's why the Patriots are going to win.
Just don't pick the Patriots all year now for your lock.
Hey, you know, the thing about the Patriots is that you can never count them out. And down in the fourth quarter, Tom Brady had his 52nd game-winning drive.
And he finally got Brandon Cooks involved. 2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion.
He's the man. All right, who's your upset for this week?
I like Baltimore over Pittsburgh. Baltimore's going to be at home. Pittsburgh's a very overrated team. Their mind is not on football right now. I think it's on other topics.
That's a rivalry game, though. You don't think Baltimore can step up?
No, I think they will step up. I think Pittsburgh, their only 2 wins this year were against Cleveland who hasn't won a game, and Minnesota that didn't have Sam Bradford. All right. So, and they lost last week against Chicago. They are definitely not going to beat the Ravens. Coming off a loss against Jacksonville, they're going to be ready to play come Sunday.
All right. I look forward to you being right. And then my upset of the week this week is Buffalo over the Atlanta Falcons. Don't roll your eyes at me, Shane. Buffalo crushed the Broncos 26-16. The Falcons, Matt Ryan didn't look as good as he's used to before. Yes, the Falcons are 3-0, but that Buffalo defense can put up some points. And so I think, look for them to hold the Falcons close on Sunday. That's going to come down to the wire. It might come down to a field goal at the end of the game, and I think Buffalo's going to end up on top.
I respectfully disagree.
That's fair. All right, so let's talk games of the week. What are you going to be watching, Shane?
Primetime football Monday night. I like Kansas City at home against Washington. That'll be a close, contested game. And watch for Washington put another good performance up like they did against the Raiders.
That's going to be a high-scoring game. Both those teams can have the potential to put up a lot of points. And then my game of the week, Chicago at Green Bay. Thursday night football, baby. It's football's oldest rivalry. I'll be watching that.
Watch for a possible upset again. Chicago played well. They almost beat Atlanta week one, and they beat Pittsburgh last week. Watch for a possible upset against...
And Green Bay almost lost to Cincinnati. I think that'll be a good game.
It will be.
Week three provide a lot of big games. I'm looking for the same for week four. Good luck to your team, Shane.
Good luck to your teams too, Alex.
All right. That was Alex's and Shane's
Fantasy Fillers.
Have a good week.